Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Pei Gimel. Yevamos Pei Gimel. We left off the last two words of the page on Pei Beis, Amad Beis, Amar Rav. We're going to continue again. Today's daf will focus almost entirely on the topic of Androgynous. Amar Rav. Lesa the Masisan Mekamei Braisa. Our Mishnah is, the Psak of Mishnah is, doesn't exist, so to speak. It doesn't stand in the face of the Braisa. What's he referring to? We had said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold that androgynous kayan that marries a Yisraelis, a Bas Yisrael, enables her to eat truma. On that says Rav, the Braisa quotes Rabbi Yossi with a different approach, and that's the authoritative approach. Less la masisa mekame de Braisa, the time went to the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi, Aymer, androgynous bury you befnatsma. Androgynous is a bury befnatsma. We don't say androgynous is a zachar. It's a bury befnatsma. V'lo yechriya b'chamim im zachim nekeva. It's a new beria, new creation. And the chamun amachriya, if this androgynous is a zachar or in a nekeva. So according to this, certainly he would not enable his wife to eat truma because it's not clear that he's a zachar b'chal. If he's in a nekeva, he cannot allow his wife to eat truma. Before we go further with the Gemara's question on this, what does it mean androgynous is a beria b'fnei atzmi? This is a big topic in the Rishonim. Androgynous is a beria b'fnei atzmi. We know the term beria typically means it's a new entity, it's a new creation. However, Tosfos Sefer Masechta Beria brings from the Ri, and this Tosfos elsewhere as well, brings us from the Ri that beria b'fnei atzmi does not mean a third species. It doesn't mean we have zachar, we have nekeva, and then we have androgynous, which is a third bear, a third creation, a third entity by itself. Rather, it means it's a suffix zachar, suffix nekeva. So even though Lashon is Be'er B'Tatzmai, it doesn't mean the typical meaning. Ritva adds to this. He says, let's compare this to a tumtum. A tumtum is the pshat that is a suffix if it's a male or female. But over here, by a tumtum, he says, the idea is that the tzura of the tumtum is it's covered up. So we don't know what it is. So it's a suffix because we don't know what it is. Over here, the reason why we call it Be'er B'Tatzmai is because Enachami, like Tesis is saying, Rashi seems all the same, that it's a suffix zachar, suffix nekeva. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say Rashi for sure, but basically learning that Beri means it's a self in the keva, but it's different than a tumtum because of here we know the tzura. We know he has characteristics of a male and he has characteristics of a female. This androgynous has characteristics of both, but the din, what's the din is, that's our suffix. So in comparing it to a tumtum is the pshat that we don't know what's underneath the flesh that's covering the Aisei Makam, so we don't know if it's in Zachor Nekeva. Once we uncover it, if it's surgery, once you uncover it, you'll know if it's Zachor Nekeva. Over here, we know what it has. It has both. It has Samanam of Zachor, Samanam Nekeva. What's our Shaila? Not what its tour is. Our Shaila is what its din is. Our Shaila is what the din over here is. That's why it's called the Beri B'Fnatzvei, but it's, again, still a Suffolk, Zachor, Suffolk Nekeva. That's how Tosfos Ritz will learn this idea. Ramban says, no, it's a Beria. Pshuta Kemeshmai, the simple Lashon. Beri B'Fnatzvei means he has a concept of Zachor, concept of Nekeva, of course. And then there's a third category called Beria. Rash, the Rishon on the Pirush Mishnayos, the Rash and Bikurim, he writes that it's actually similar, almost like a hybrid between Tosfos and the Ramban. He says that it's a Suffolk Zachor, Suffolk Nekeva, Suffolk Minshlishi. So basically he's learning that it's a Suffolk Beria. So he's employing the idea that the word beria has status yet, that it may be that it's a beria, but not that it's a vade beria like the Ramban, but that it's a suffix beria. So it's some sort of crossbreed between the Ramban and Tosfos. That's a suffix zachar, suffix nekeva, and suffix beria. That's the Rashi's malach, three different malachim in the Rishonim. There's more on this idea of beria. Bottom line, in the Lemaisa, so the Masifta Gemara's lines, you have it probably in front of you, the Masifta Gemara's brings six different shitas, Lemaisa, we can wait a little bit longer till we speak this out, but we'll speak it out now already, what the din of androgynous is. Lemaisa, what is the status of androgynous? Lemaisa, Rashi and Tosfos seem to hold that Lemaisa, we see androgynous like a zachar, like we're saying till now, that we treat like a zachar. Rif and other Rishonim say that it's a suffix zachar, suffix nekeva. The Ramban sticks with the Malach, he says over here in this Gemara, that it's a beria, it's a third category, it's its own beria. Rashi and Bikurim, like we just said, he sticks with this Gemara over here that says it's a suffix zachar, suffix nekeva, suffix beria. So it's a three-way suffix. The Ravid holds, interesting, a new concept we haven't discussed yet. It's a chatzi zachar, chatzi nekeva. Parsha zachar, parsha nekeva, like a chatzi v'chatzi mechayrin, chatzi zachar, chatzi nekeva. It's not suffix which one it is. It's a little bit of both. Chatzi zachar, chatzi nekeva. And there's a Ritla Gazi who wants to suggest that it depends what type of androgynous it is. Some androgynous will have a din of a zachar, some have a din of a suffix. Ayin Sham, the Ritla Gazi brings another mile. So it's at least a six-way machlekes. Again, Rashi Tosfos say Zachar Vadei, Rif other Rishonim say Suffolk, Zachar Suffolk Nekeva, Ramban says Beria, it's three, Rashi says Suffolk of Suffolk, Zachar Suffolk Nekeva, Suffolk Beria, Ravid says Chatzi Chatzi, and Ritla Gazi said it depends what type of androgynous is, but at least a six-way machlekes, what the ultimate din of androgynous is. Okay, but maybe we jumped the gun a bit. Back in the Gemara, Rav was saying...
Just one point, sure. That you can posit out of those six other than the Ram, very interesting, Chatzi Chatzi,
Ravid.
Oh, Ravid. They're all arguing on Rabbi Lezer, Oymad, Regis, Hayavnav, Skila, Kazacha.
Very good. Seems like it.
Rashi Tosfos
say that Andragan is a Zachar Vaday. That's what he said. That's the first sheet he said. That's what I was referring to when I said Rashi says Zachar Vaday, like we've been saying till now, because that's what we were saying in yesterday's Af, and it will come up again towards the end of today's Af as well. Exactly your point, that we treat it like a Zachar Vaday, like Gabi Mishkave Zachar. That's correct. Okay.
Jordan, you used the term hybrid. Wouldn't it be like a koi? Which is a
suffix. Okay, so Kai itself, a nice connection. Kai itself, very good, Uri. Yeah. Kai itself is the same Shaila. There's a Shaila. Is a Kai an entity unto itself? Or is it a mixture of Behema and Chaya? Or is it a suffix Behema, suffix Chaya? Similar type of discussion. Yes. Right. Okay, so Adrava says, go 1 second. We're saying the Rav says that we should dismiss, so to speak, Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah, who learned that the Andragonus is a Zachar Vaday in the face of Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa, who clearly says that it's a barrier, which we're saying means at the very least a suffix, a new creation. Okay, it's Rahad Rabbah, lest the Braisa become a Mesisan. Why don't we dismiss Rabbi Yossi of the Braisa in the face of Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, the Shavke Rabbi Yossi of the Barzugay. For the fact that Rabbi Yossi dropped his partner. Remember, the Mishnah was Rabbi Yossi and Rav Shimon, and the Braisa is Rav Yossi alone. For the fact that he dropped his partner, Shmami no Hadabe seems to be clear, he was Chayzer, meaning he was with Rav Shimon together in the Mishnah, and then he dropped Rav Shimon because he went on a different way, he had a new opinion, and he's by himself in the Braisa. So therefore we go with the Braisa. It seems like you must have retracted from the Mishnah. Jump into Taisus, one line Taisus, right where the lines start to get a little wider. Rav Yossi, second Taisus on the page, one line. Rav Yossi Levar Zuge, Tema. What came first? You have the same problem. You say, yes, one he was with the partner, one he's without the partner. Maybe it's opposite. Maybe the Braisa was first, and he dropped the Braisa because he joined the partner in Rav Shimon. It's a nice svara that he obviously dropped one for the other. Great. But it can go both directions. Who told you to say he dropped his Barzuge to go on his own? Maybe he left being on his own to go with the Barzuge, and therefore, why is that a clear riot? Taisus leaves the Shver. Okay. Shmuel says, less the Braisa become the Mesisa. Shmuel says, opposite. That Taka dismiss the Rabbi Yossi of the Braisa in the face of Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah. Ask my other Rabbi, Leisla Mastisa Makavid Braisa, why don't you say in Shmuel that we should dismiss Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah in the face of the Braisa? The more elaborates on its question, Doshamin Le Shmuel the Chayesh Yechida, because we know that Shmuel's Chayesh Yechida and Rabbi Yossi of the Braisa is the Yechida. So if Shmuel's Chayesh Yechida, why don't we say that the Braisa wins? Just because Shmuel says that we listen to Yechida doesn't mean you have to always listen to Yechida. Yechida is better than Rabbim. The Braisa alone is going to be better than Rabbi Shimon. Just because we have places that you listen to Yechida shouldn't be across the board. What type of question is this? Ritva explained what the Mara means to ask is, it's a deeper aside. Since we know that Shmuel takes the side of the Yachid against even a plurality, against a few Chachamim, and over here, the Svaru Ataka lean towards a Yossi of the Braisa, and Andragonus being a barrier for Nazareth, being some sort of suffix, is more clear than just calling it outright Zachar. The Yossi of Shimon of the Mishnah is more of a Chiddush. Saying Andragonus is a Zachar is a Chiddush. We're not saying can't be, but it's a Chiddush. Yossi of the Braisa is less of a Chiddush. It's more it's Mistaver Taime, as the wording, as the Lashon at the use. So said the Ritva, if Yossi of the Braisa is Mistaver Taime, and Shmuel has no problem going with the Yechida, wouldn't it make more sense to go with the Yechida? That's how he learns of the Gemara's question. Therefore, we should go with the Braisa over the Mishnah. On that, says the Gemara, Hani Mili Klim is Akre Masnisan, Al Kim is Akre Masnisan Lechayesh. That's only when the Mishnah is not being uprooted by this chumra. However, if the Mishnah, by the way, I left a point. In the fact that Shmuel's chayish lechida, the lashon itself is taka mashma. Chayish means he's chayish lechida, meaning when the yachrit mochamer. When the Yachid is Mochamer, he's Chayshish for the Yechida. So really, the question even before was stronger than I made it even before the Ritva, meaning Shmuel's Chayshish for the Yechida, that's Machmer, and over here, the Dasa Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa is indeed more Machmer, so we should go with the Yechida. And that we asked, yeah, but doesn't mean you always have to go with the Yechida. And that the Ritva explained, especially when it's Bistafer Taimah and it's Mochamer, we should go that way. And that the Gemara says, that's only where it's not being uprooting a Mishnah, but it's uprooting when the Mishnah is being uprooted, then he doesn't go to the Yechida. So if you have machlokes between two Braises, over there we'll say it, but to say it against a Mishnah, right, where the Braises Chumra uproots a Mishnah itself, that we wouldn't say Shmuel's Klal. I wonder if we'd be... Sorry?
What's the Chumra of the Braises?
Because by saying it's a Suffolk, Rabbi Yossi the Braises says that drink is buried for Natsumai. Doesn't allow her to eat Truma. Doesn't give him a din of a zachar. That's considered a chumra. I wonder. It wasn't clear to me. Maybe I missed one of the black and white rishonim. But I'm wondering, what if it would be a mishnah and a mishnah? Meaning we're saying you won't uproot the Mishnah in the face of a Braisa. But what if it would be that Shmuel has a Yachid in a Mishnah, and then another, let's say a Reis of Shimon in a different Mishnah. And the Mishnah, what the Yachid of one Mishnah uproots the two Tanaim of the other Mishnah. Would you still not go Basar the Yachid because it's a Mishnah? Or do we say, no, as long as it's the same level, it wouldn't be an issue? Maybe Dafka because it's a Braisa, that's a problem. That seems to be...
I don't know if it ever happens in Mishnayos. Because when Rebbe did his job, that doesn't exist in Mishnayos. I don't know.
Right. We have Stam Achach Mechleikis. You wonder if I think we have places that some Mishnah goes like this Shita, other Mishnah goes like that Shita. So the case would simply be that one Mishnah goes like one Shita, other Mishnah goes like a plural of Shitas. I would be surprised if it doesn't happen at all. Okay. Army Bay, Rav, Mishpeh to Rav. They said in the Beis Medrash of Rav, in the name of Rav, Halacha, the Halacha is Kirebi, Kirebiesi, Bandraganis, Uvarakava. So there's four places with Pasuk Rabbeisi. Two were said in the name of Rav, and two in the name of Shmuel. We're going to ask later, does Shmuel hold of Rav, Rav hold of Shmuel? But again, in the Beis Medrash of Rav, they said, Lachas Rabbeisi, Bandraganis, that's obviously our Sugya, and Barakava. The Sugya of Barakava of grafting, we'll see momentarily what that is. And Shmuel, they said, Lachas Shitas Rabbeisi. Again, it's all coming out of the fact that we've been dealing with the Rabbeisi of our Mishnah, and Rabbeisi, the Rabbeisi of Andraganus, so we're speaking out general Shas, where we find different places, we say Lachas Rabbeisi. So again, by Rav, Andraganus is one of them, and then in addition to Akava, Shmuel says, Bekushi, Kushi has to do with Dam Leda, whether we give it a din of Dam Leda, or become if we're about being Dam Nida, Uve Kiddush, and Legabe Kiddush. Kiddush Legabe means Legabe Klayim. Actually, Kiddush means making it, literally means making it set aside, making it sanctified. It means legabe klayim. We shall see. Andraganus Adamar. We're saying lachas like Rabbeisi, legabe Andraganus. This is what we just said, meaning that Rav said, less lamasisa mekami de braisa, but we do pass like Rabbeisi. Rabbeisi of the braisa, that Andraganus is a suffix, or is a beria, not Rabbeisi the Mishnah. That's simple. That's our cover. That's Andraganus. Our cover the time. What's the case of our cover? It's time we learned the Mishnah in Shvius. A night in Vim Avrich, Vim Arkiv, and Erev Shvius. You don't plant a new tree, nor do you. Mavrichim would be to bend, let's say, a branch of a tree or a vine into the ground to cause it to sprout up from the ground, new growings. Or markivin is, of course, grafting. You don't do all this Erev Shvius in the time right before Shvius, the year right before Shvius, basically the sixth year. We don't do this when Pachas Mesesh Mil Rosh Hashanah. If we're within 30 days for Rosh Hashanah, we don't do such planting. Vimnata v'hevriach v'herkiv. But if one did plant, bend the branch into the ground or graft, the halacha is yaker. If he did do it, we don't say it's okay. If he did it within 30 days, imam should have to uproot it because it's only going to fully take root during the Shemitah year. You can't do that. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kala kav v'sheneklatas b'shleish yamim shuv eneklatas. Rabbi Yehuda says, to any arkav that doesn't take hold within 3 days, it will not take hold. So, which simple type seems to mean, he's saying that the time for it to take root is not 30 days, rather it's 3 days. That seems to be the simple type. He's saying, legabe harkava, we're going to see shortly that the Gemara is going to tighten up to mean that it really means 33 days. Let's see. Rabbi Shimon Mishnah Shabbos says, it takes 2 weeks. That's Rabbi Yassi Rabbi Shimon. Interestingly enough, that over here, it's another case of Rabbi Yassi, not just Rabbi Yassi alone, Rabbi Yassi Rabbi Shimon, you'll notice a trend throughout this whole Gemara, right? That just like our mission was Rabbi Yassi and Rabbi Shimon, even though again, Rav says, less of my season, the comedy of Rabbi Yassi, and that was Rabbi Yassi alone in the Braisa of Andraganus, the mission was Rabbi Yassi Rabbi Shimon, and if I remember correctly, the next case of Shmuel, and both cases of Shmuel, also all going to be cases of Rabbi Yassi to get with Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Yassi Rabbi Shimon say, what?
I hate to break in middle, but the Masifta learns that the halacha is like Rabbi Yassi, and I'm in. Legabe Andraganus of the Mishnah.
Very good. Very good. So again, it's fair to say that a Rav, obviously, right? It's fair to say that a Rav, because Rav was one that says that less of a season can be Derabesi, but where I was going, you actually broke up in a perfect spot, because some of the first time I'm exactly what I was just telling you, that all four places of quoting Rav and Shmuel, well, one of them is our sugya. The other three places are also all Rav Yassi and Rav Shimon. To say that we pass like the Rav Yassi when he's with Rav Shimon, that would be the connection, and maybe that's where the Masif is getting it from. Okay, says the Gemara further. Rav Yassi Shimon Aimim Shtei Shabbosos Amar Nachman Amar Ravua L'Divrei Amar Shleishim. So Rav Nachman Rav, I think I skipped one. We have Rav Yehuda says Shleish Yamim. And Rav Yassi Shimon says Shesh Shabbos. It's fine. If I'm Rabbi Ravua, L'Divrei Amar Shleishim, it means Sarach Shleishim Shleishim. That's what it is. According to the one who said the first sheet is a 30, he meant 30 plus 30. 30 plus 30. 30 days for it to take root, 30 days for it to get established in the ground. You need 30 in addition to the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. L'dev Emer Shleisha, that's a Yehuda. So Shleisha or Shleisha, we need 33. L'dev Emer Shleisha Basas, it means Shleisha, it means 44 days essentially. It means 2 weeks plus 30 days. Okay, so it's either 60 days, 33 days, or 44 days. So that's the din. And we pass the like, Rabbi Yisrael Shimon, it says 44 days. Very interesting, before we go further, very interesting diak in the Achreinim, the Neid Yehuda. He debates that we know there's a concept called mitzvah kekulai. So if you say you need 30 days, so what if you have 30 days if you count part of the day that's planted, part of the last day, you count, we have a concept, we say mitzvah kekulai, we apply it very, very often in many dinim and shas. What about over here? So he wants to suggest a massive chiddush, that you only say mitzvah kekulai when we're handling intervals of days. So if you're handling 60 days, let's say, 30 days plus 30 days, mitzvah kekulai. 33 days, mitzvah kekulai. That's right, I was thinking that Shleishim Yom, a month, may not be days, but okay, he calls that, that's for, of course, that's days, 30 days. But Shtei Shabbosos, that's not days, that's a, the units are weeks. He said, now, he could have said 14 days, but that's not what he said. He said Shtei Shabbosos, but basically Rabbi Shimon said that this man is Shtei Shabbosos for two weeks, 14 days, but it's 2 weeks. So 30 days, it's not a days, plus 2 weeks, since he's giving an interval of 2 weeks, you would not say Mixes and Kekula. Mixes and Kekula only applies by units that are counted by days, not by weeks. Even though, again, weeks are broken down further days, but weeks, we don't go by Mixes and Kekula. As they like the Neid Yehuda, Chazanish argues, says, nah, what's the difference? Avada, weeks, days, all the same, and therefore, Avada, we still would apply the din of Mixes and Kekula. But interesting side point, Machlekes Achreinim, on this idea of what Mixes and Kekula applies by Shtei Shabbosos, who passing like over here, Legabe. Legabe Shemitah. Shmuel Amar B'Kushi V'Kiddush. Now Shmuel said Pascha Gabesi by two dinim, namely the din of Kushi, giving birth, labor with blood, and Kiddush. Kushi did not. Kushi is the mission we learned again in Masechtas Nida Adaf Lamed Vav. Kami Hei Kishua. How long should the woman's Kishui, how long can a woman's labor be that we say that the dam that's being discharged is not considered dam ziva, dam nida, but rather it's dam leida, which is not one of the same dinim of tumah, won't contribute to her being a zava gdela. So Ermeir says 40 or 50 days. Up to that long, 40 or 50 days, up to that amount of time, we could say that's still labor pains within 40, 50 days of her giving birth, and we will not give her a status of tumah. Of course, over there, Nida, on Daf Lamed Zayin, there's a discussion, what's the 40 or 50? Okay, it's actually Rashi over there explains. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Daya Chadasha. Rabbi Yehuda says, a month is enough. A month is enough time to be able to attribute the Dam to childbirth. More than that, we say that it's going to be, you have to consider it like Dam, Ziva, Dam Nida. Rabbi Yehuda Shimon Eimer, Ein Kishui, Yehuda Mishesh Abbasas. They're the most Machab. By the way, notice 2 weeks again. It's again Rabbi Yehuda Shimon, and again, ironically, I didn't realize what I was preparing, but this is 2 weeks. Punk. So two separate dinim, that was the gabe 2 weeks in addition to 30 days of Shemitah. Here's 2 weeks of gabe labor. But again, the ain kisha yes shabbosos, you can only attribute the dam to labor pains for 2 weeks. Okay, that's another day we pass like a basi, according to Shmuel and Kiddush. The case of Kiddush is not learned in the Mishnah. This is of course in Klayim. One who spreads his gefen, his vine, over the grain of his friend. So what's the problem, obviously? It's klayim. Hareza kiddush. He renders the grain klayim. B'chay b'chrusay. And he's got to pay for the loss. Tiber me'atzer me'ashita. Rebbeisi Reb Shimon. Rebbeisi Reb Shimon say. And therefore he has to pay for the loss. Rebbeisi Reb Shimon say. Top of a maze. Ain adam eiser davish enish lai. What do you mean? You can't ask that. Just you. I'm spreading my vine chlila over my friend's grain. I'm being overness or klayim. But he's not. How can I ask for his thing? I can't ask for his thing. And therefore it's not aser. That's again Rebbeisi Reb Shimon. Notice all three other cases were like you pointed out before. Rebbeisi Reb Shimon. But again, we're saying that Allah is a good Shimon, that Taka, he's not going to ask for his friend's claim. What's the obvious problem over here? Jump at the Taisvis. I don't understand. If I go take milk and I pour it into your chalent and I pour it into shear, that's more than bitul bashishim, right? So forget about Ivan Lasachila. It wasn't my food to do in the first place, but I poured it more than a shear anyway, so there's no bitul here. Is your chalent going to be mutter because you say, yeah, you can't go ask her your friend's item? You can ask your friend's item. And therefore, your chalent's mutter. Avada not. Avada the chalent is basta b'chalav. It's what we call today treif. Obviously, it's a misnomer, but we call treif. It's not kosher. It's basa v'chalav. So why on earth is here different? As I frek tap toisves. U'mayishtam anoyse nevela, ay chalav betav shechaveri sheneser. Tap toisves. Ay meri, di bedavra atali b'machshava huda amarachi. The cloud when we say anad anoyse nevela, is when somebody's telling machshava. Taisves gives a classic example. If chalila, someone goes over and worships the animal of his friend, he would be rendering the animal an evad. Muktza says over there that since it's totally in the friend's machshava and he doesn't own this animal, he can't go and make his friend's animal an avayda zara. That doesn't work, and therefore it's a einad oisadav b'shenish loy. So he says that afilu asaba meisa kain sheshachta iklam adam oyaso. There's a machlokes over there actually in Chulin whether if you do a physical act to it where you mamashech the animal, maybe over there if you do a physical act to the animal it would aser koyim my number. But the Rebbe says there is a my number that even that wouldn't aser because ultimately the avera is totally more machshava than a physical act. But when it's totally a physical act, avada becomes aser. I so get back to klayim. Says Taisus big yisaid. This is klayim nami. This is not something that we would have thought of off the cuff. This is klayim nami. Totally b'machshava. Klayim is totally machshava. Klayim is totally machshava. Yes, it is. Why? Kedar mesechtas klayim in the parakeim b'shtavav. Gabi aram reading Taisus b'zay. Gabi aray yerek kishagia akatenu. The guy sees his field from afar and he sees that it's converging. The different species are converging. He says, when I get there, I'm going to uproot it. Meaning he has a mind right away. I'm not happy about this. It's not klayim. The isur of klayim, meaning it is klayim, that's the mixture, but it doesn't get the status of isur klayim until he sees it and he's happy with it. He's happy to leave it. If he sees that the moment he sees it, he wants to get rid of it, he says, I'm going to get rid of it, then says the Mishnah over there further, afila eis mesayim, even if it grows more than a mesayim in the interim until he gets there, mutter, it's mutter. However, if he says, I'll take care of it later. If he doesn't take care of it immediately, then it's usser. He's got to take care of it immediately. But if he doesn't take care of it immediately, it's usser. But if he does, it's mutter. So you see, it's not usser till he has a, he's a nichle bekach. He's okay with it being this way. Even if he doesn't want it, he's okay to leave it this way. That's where you have to make it usser. But it's got to be a das over this. Since you need a das, someone else doing it will not make it usser. That is the idea of Ein Adam Eiser, Davar Shein Zoy, Azoy Emphatize. If you jump to the side, Taisi Shanim gives another answer, Aydish Leimer, and it's going to fit with a little bit of Lashkamar later. The pasuk sadecha leisuzachayim. There's a mashma be'inan sheishalai. There's a specific diak in the pasuk of klayim sadecha. Your field leisuzachayim is actually a drasha. You're right. Typically, klayim should be something that fits the realm, like basav v'chalav. That physically it's a klayim, and therefore it should be aser. But the pasuk says sadecha. Your field leisuzachayim, and we can learn from there. Dafka when you were in control, when it's your field, for me to go plant something in Yanim's field doesn't belong to me. That would not be. Klayim, as the emphasis shanim to taste kasha. Okay, two answers. Again, either Soli Machshava, because after one, that says this, or the Istakadin of Sadecha. Now, just Agav. So, what's Pshat or Meir? That's Mermaid's Maisa Machayim. So, the first thing to say, this is a big basis. Ramban has a whole kuntras on this concept. We know there's a concept of direct hezek, and there's a concept of grama, and then there's a concept of garmi. Ramban says this is Ramei L'shitasai, that Ramban discusses whether this, I should say, he discusses whether Ramei Shita and Shas, of course, is Chayesh Doyen Dinah the Garmi, with Doyen for the indirect cause of damage, and the question is one of the cases that our mayor is saying with Don Dinigami that he's causing the claim to be there, and therefore he's chayef to pay for causing the claim to be there. That is a separate conversation, but that's they connect it to that Yana Sugya of Garmi. Okay, so we have over like this. We have that Rav passes like a basi, Lagabe Dragonus, and Lagabe Hakava, Lagabe the Murcha of the 2 weeks before the 30 days, so 44 days before Hashanah of Shvius, and then we have Shmuel Pasuk like Rabbeisi, Legabe the Kushi of Dam, by Anida, by Yeledes, to say whether it's Anida or not, up to 2 weeks, we say it's a labor Dam, and Legabe this din of Klayim. Ask the Gemara, Yibayelu. Andraginus, Maliyam Shmuel. What would Shmuel say Legabe, excuse me, Legabe Andraginus? Would he agree that we pass like Rabbeisi also? Tashema, Damar Shmuel, Rav, the Rav Anan, less the Braisa, commander of the Masisan. Shmuel said to Rav Anan, the Braisa doesn't exist in the face of the Mishnah. What do you see? He's saying the ruling of the Braisa doesn't stand in the face of the ruling of Rav Beis the Mishnah. But it seems to be clear that the ruling of Rav Beis the Mishnah is ultimate psak. Right? We're saying it doesn't stand in front of that Rabbeisi, so he's discussing which is the authoritative Rabbeisi. But clearly he holds that we paskin like Rabbeisi. That seems to be the simple way of reading the Gemara. Taisa says it takes issue. What do you mean? Maybe he's just saying that get rid of this Rabbeisi in front of that Rabbeisi. Not that you paskin Rabbeisi. Okay, that's the Kasha and the Rishonim. But again, the Gemara seems to be taking the side that Shmuel does agree indeed that we paskin like Rabbeisi. Harkava Malayom Shmuel. What would Shmuel say Legabe Harkava? Would he agree also he paskin like Rav and like Rabbeisi, I should say? And Reb Shimon, which is what Rav paskins, Tashema Damali Reb Shmuel Rav Anan, Tani Kamad Damar Shleishus Leishim. No, he passes like a Yehuda. He passes 33 days, not 44 days, not 60, 33. He passes like a Yehuda. So clearly, over there, he does not pass like a Beisi. Next, Kushi Malia Marav. What would Rav say? The Gabi Kushi, Gabi labor. Would Rav passing like Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon that you have 14 days? Would he pass like a mayor? They have 40 or 50 days. You pass like a Yehuda. You have 30 days. What would Rav pass like? Teku. The Gemara says we don't know. We have no clear Rayaf indication from other members of Rav to show who he passed like with regards to that machlekes. So leave that unresolved. And lastly, Kiddush Maliam Rav. What would Rav say to Gabi Klayim? You're right. We have a member that Rudam Rav says legabe klayim halacha is not like Rabbeisi, meaning we don't say that that ain't the voice of a shish lebi seker mayor that he tak asers amei abaye meichas samcha. Very nice that you have a member Rabbeisi that Rav Huna sending a Rav ain't lach Rabbeisi. We have a different Amara named Rav saying, Halach is yes, like Rabbi Yasi. Ami Be Rav, Manu. So basically says back, you ask me why I'm going like, why am I subscribing to Rav Ada Amrav, and why am I subscribing to Rav Huna Amrav? Because who is Ami Be Rav? When we said earlier, they said the Bismillah of Rav. You remember Amad Aleph, we said that when we started this whole Gemara about Psakim like Rabbi Yasi and other places, we said, Amri Bei Rav, it was said in the Beis Medrash of Rav, and that was where the Beis Medrash of Rav gave this psak like Rav in Adragonus and in Arkava. And who's the author of that? It's Rav Huna. Amri Bei Rav is Rav Huna. Rav Huna main halacha. So we're quoting where Rav passed like a Beisi, and Rav Huna is the one that we have a member that say that we don't pass like a Beisi in this case, and therefore Rav Yosef says I felt more fit to go with that girsa of Rav's opinion and not the opinion of Rav Ada in the name of Rav. Okay, back in the Mishnah we had said that we had a machlekes. We had said that Rebuta says a tumtum who is we discussed whether after saying Andragonus feeds his wife truma. We said the tumtum should not do chalitza, and we said that Rabbi Yehuda held that a tumtum, even if you tear it open to find it to be a zachar, still he doesn't do chalitza because he's a sris. Even a tumtum who's found to be a zachar has a din of a sris. He's standard called a sris, and therefore he shvaitish into chalitza. He shouldn't do anything because he's not fit for the parsha of chalitza. Fazika no yibam. Amar of Ami, my avalei Rabbi Yehuda the tumtum did viri. What's Rabbi Yehuda going to do with this tumtum in the place called Biri, as the name of a city? Daisve abe kursei. They put him on the operating table. Vikare, and they opened up his the covering over his. Zachris, Vail Shavanu, he turned out to be, they opened up the covering over his private area, they didn't know what he was, but he ended up being a Zachar, and he got married, and he gave birth to 7 children. So that's clearly, you're telling me a cloud that every Tumtum is a Sris, we have a Maisa Shaya that he gave birth to 7 children. Rav Yehuda, you know what Yehuda tell you? Chazar al Banav Me'enayim. That's not a Raya. You found one story where he had children, go see, maybe the mother was having relations outside the marriage. You can't give me a proof. If he has a cloud that the Tumtum is always sterile, is always a Sris, the fact that you have one story, which is not fully conclusive, maybe the story of it there was that the wife had relations outside the marriage, and then there were 7 mamzerim, but it's not a clear enough raya to uproot the entire sheet of Rebuta. Tanya, Rebbeis Rebuta Eimer, Tumtum Leachas Tumtum Shulchalitza Sheikimik Shamiyikra Femsa Stress Chama. So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, he said that a Tumtum doesn't do chalitza because he is a stress. Comes along his son, Rabbi Yasi Rabbi Yehuda, and he says that a Tumtum should do chalitza. Why? Shamiyikra, because maybe you'll open it up. If it's a stress chama, and it'll be found to be a stress chama. Now, he asked the Gemara, Atu called the mikros achave. You tell me, maybe you'll open up. Rabbi Yisrael is talking about a case where he's still a tumtum. Rabbi Yisrael is talking about a case of a tumtum who was already opened up. So I asked the Gemara in Rabbi Yehuda, you tell me every time you open him up, he's going to be Zachar? Half the time, the Tumtum is in a cave anyway. So why are you saying, Shem, you open up, it'll be a Sris. Shem, you open up, it won't even be a Zachar, you should say. Gemara says, you're right. Hachamar, Shema, first of all, Shem, Yikra, Finips in a cave. Ershins, you may open up and find the person to be in a cave in the first place. Obviously, Kentu Chalitza. Vafil, and Nims Zachar, you find to be a Zachar. Shem, it's a Sris Chama. Maybe you'll find to be a Sris Chama. But notice the difference over here. Rabbi Yehuda was saying, he was talking about a case where it's open to be a Zachar, and he's saying it's Vade Sris. Rabbi Yehuda was saying, Shema Shema, maybe it'll be a Zachar, maybe not. And even if it's a Zachar, maybe it'll be a Sris. Keywords, maybe it'll be a Sris. My Benayo, what's the chil between Rabbi Yehuda and his father, Rabbi Yehuda and his father, Rabbi Yehuda, Amma Rava, Livsal b'makamachem, to passel amongst the brothers, v'lachlis l'makamachem, and to chlitza where there are no other brothers, ikbenayo. Meaning, very simple. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that a Sris, a Tumtum that was opened up to be a Zachar is Vade Yisris. So if he went into Chalitza, he doesn't pass with all the brothers. There was other brothers there, and he went, jumped the gun into Chalitza. It's nothing. His Chalitza is nothing. He won't pass. According to Beis Yehuda, he's only Shema. He's maybe a Sris, maybe he's not. And therefore, his Chalitza may be something. And therefore, if he did Chalitza, he messes it up for the brothers, because Masafik, there may have been a viable brother to Chalitza. And on the flip side, let's say he's the only brother surviving. According to Rabbi Yehuda, do nothing. He's a Sris. Sris does nothing. There's no Zika B'chal. According to Beis Yehuda, it's a Shema. And therefore, you would have to do Chalitza al Tzafik. You can't do Yima Vada, but you still could do Chalitza al Tzafik. That would be enough community between Rabbi Yehuda and his Halakha father, Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Abba Achua, the Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zavdi. Now back to the topic, which actually relies that you touched on earlier in the daf to be recorded for the Mishnah. What if we had said in the Mishnah that what if the androgynous has relations with a zachar? So here we have a member from the Amoron, Mishmur Bar Yehuda, the name of Abba, the brother of Yehuda's Bzavdi, Amri the Rav, said the name of Rav, Yehuda Rav, androgynous chayv of skila, mishne mekaymus. Androgynous, who has relations with another male, he's chayv skila, but not some chayv skila, mishne mekaymus. Whether the two males cohabit in the derech of Mishkav Zachar, of males, which would be from the rear, right? Which is there's no normal way. So I don't want to use the word normal. It's a terrible avera. But theoretically, what would be the normal way for that avera to take place? Or whether this Zachar has relations with androgynous in the part of the androgynous that's a female, that resembles the female part. So that one may think would not have a din of Mishkav Zachar. The halacha is, he's chayv skila in both those ways. Meisve, yes, Markasha Blazo Aimer, androgynous chayv love skila kav zachar. Androgynous chayv skila like a zachar. Androgynous have relationship with zachar, chayv skila like a zachar. B'med damur b'zachar shalai. When do we say this? Tafkan the zachar shalai. Av anakvish shalai, pater. This is a braisa. Tafkan the zachar shalai, but not anakvish shalai. Meaning the zachar has relationship with an androgynous in the area you'd have a relationship with another zachar, chayv skila. But in the area that the androgynous possesses, that's like in a keva, would not be chayv skila. So chayra, how is this Rehudim Rav saying this chayv skila both mekaymus? It's really a pella. The Gemara goes to a new Tana. The Gemara says, you're right, this Tana argues. If you remember from yesterday's daf, we learned it, of course, on Erev Shabbos 2 days ago, but we had said very clearly, that's cool for the Machlaikis, the Tana Kama, and Rebbe Lezer. Their Rebbe Lezer was saying that Dafka, chayv and love, Kizachar, Tanakama held Shtei Mekaymus. But okay, the Mara doesn't go back to that Tar Mishnah and our Tanakama to find this. The Mara finds a clear Tana, maybe because it's more black and white. Because this Tana speaks it out, that was only inferred from our Mishnah, from the fact that we described what's the Machoikas, Tanakama, and Rebbe Lezer, we inferred it. This is a black and white Braisa, maybe that's why we went to the Braisa as opposed to Mishnah. Who Dami Kaitana, Itanya, Psimai Aimer, Andragnus Chayv Lav Skila, Mishnei Mekaymus. Andragnus Chayv Skila, Mishnei Mekaymus, black and white. You have a Tana that says Andragnus Chayv Skila from both locations. And therefore, that's the source of Rehudim Rav's psak, like that Tana. My time to have Samai, Amar Rav Bar Meduri, Azrali Bar Meduri explained to me that the source is as follows. Ves Zachar Lesishkav Mishkave Isha. It says the Torah, you shouldn't have with a Zachar the Mishkave plural of an Isha. Now, normal Zachar, you can't have Mishkave Isha. You can only have one Mishkav because it's only, right, only one spot to have a relations to two zacharim normally. Where is the zachar we have shnei mishkavos? Havim is androgynous. For the androgynous, so you see, by androgynous, either of the mishkavos are going to be aser with the chiyuv of skila. Rabbanan, and Rabbanan name is fancy way of saying Rabbi Eliezer, who says only kizachar. What's he going to learn? How is he going to teach this pasuk? Afagav this be shnei mishkavos es zachar ksev. You're right. It says shnei mishkavos. It does say that lashon. So we're talking about even androgynous in the pasuk, but you only chayev for es zachar. Only chayv for the ezachik siv for the way of bia, the orifice that's normal by a zachar. For Rabbanan, the Mariah asked Rabbanan, zachar grade not low, fine. But the bottom line is according to Rabbanan, how do you know that by zachar grade there is bechlal and an iser? If the pasuk, the mask was talking also about a androgynous, how do you know it's talking about a zachar, that there's iser by a regular zachar? Says to the Mariah, now we have a girsa of meisha, but the Gain switches the girsa to ves, meves. We'll go with that girsa. Meves, the lashon of and the ves zachar, the vav and the zachar, comes to tell me that there's iser by a regular zachar. Says the Gemara, Isha shlo kedak amrelu. And how do you know that there's an iser by an Isha, anyone of the Arayas, that one is us to have relations with? We know, we learned out earlier, it came up earlier in the Masechta. How do we know that the Isha, that this Isra Arayas, the Isra Sayabia Kadarka, Sayabia Shle Kadarka, how do we know if it is also a regular Isra? Says Gemara, Me'isha. Now we have the Kirsa of Isha. Again, our Kirsa is Me'isha. We switch it to Me'isha from the word Isha. We learn out that Isha also in the Shle Kadarka took away one is Chayef for the illicit relations for these Isra Bia. Let's just start there. Gemara, Amrav Shizri, Amrav Chizda, Lele Kamar Belaz and Dragon, Zacham Alihu. Not Legabi everything do we say, you know what, I don't want to run through it. Do we have 3 more minutes? Let's not try to get to the bottom of the Amud. Let's get those 2 dots at the bottom of the page. Amar Shizvi, Amar Chizda. Lelakal Amar Blazer, Andragnus Zachamalyu. Not Ligabe everything did Rabbi Blazer say Andragnus Zachamalyu. He said there's a Zachar and Ligabe Mishkav Zachar. Not Gabe everything. Why? Shemat Amikin Bimukdashim. When it comes to animals for Karbanas, Yikdash, it should be Kaddish. Let Andragnus animal be Kaddish from his Beach. And where do we see that's not? Umanod Kaddish. Where do you see the animals are not considered Kaddish from his Beach? Don't know. But the Braisa. The Hanirva, that's an animal that was involved with a bia, with a person. Hanirva, Famukta, we're talking over actually specifically about a bird, we'll see, because we're talking about Tumas Beis Bliya. We'll see in a moment. Hanirva, the Amukta, animal that was designated for Avodah Zarah, to be used for Avodah Zarah, Vanevet, or actually was worship itself. V'yasnan, animal that was used, I keep saying animal, it means bird over here, that was used as a payment for a Zaina, or Mechir, in exchange for a dog, V'tumtum, or a Tumtum, Adragonus, or Adragonus, Mitame Begadim Beis Bliya. That's how you know we're talking about a bird over here, because we know the Tum of a bird is, when you do Malik on a carbon, actually, the Lach is, Malika for carbon, for a bird, carbon oif, is considered a good viable shchita, so to speak, and therefore oil gets burnt anyway fully, but the chatos, which gets partially eaten, you're allowed to eat. But malika in any other form, outside of a karchem, outside of a carbon, can be considered a nevela. And therefore here too, these types of birds that were a nirva, mukta, neva, esa, mechir, they're not kosher to be a carbon, and therefore if you do malika, what is it? It's basically a nevela. And what's the halacha therefore? Like any other bird that's a nevela, the metama, begadim, beisabliya, when a person eats them, unlike other nevelas by behema, they metama by touching, by masa, by carrying, over here, a bird, the veil of a bird is metama when it's in the person's throat. It's metama, not just him. Even the begun he's wearing, it's metama begun based on bliya. Okay, Abaz Eimer, tumtum adragonis a metama begun based on bliya. The Argus says, tumtum adragonis are not metama begun based on bliya. Shayer Abaz Eimer, kol makav shner mezachon akeva atamaitzim tumtum adragonis b'neim. Where there's a kapeda on a zachon akeva, meaning by normal animal carbonus. By animal carbonus, there's a kapeda, whether it's a zachon akeva, chata sipik in akeva, ilas zachar, ashab zachar. Right? We know there's different animals. Carbon zebra is typical as a harm, right? There's gender specific specifications for animal carbonas. Typically, shlamim could be both zach or nekeva, but that's its rules. But there's gender specific specifications by animals. Whereas by birds, we know a famous class throughout Shas, ain tamas v'zachris ba'ifis. We're not makbid on tamas, whether it's a bal mum or not a bal mum, because the eva is a separate story. If it's missing a full limb, that's a problem by a bird. But if it's stam, a zachar versus nekeva, or stam a bal mum by a bird, not an issue. Says Rabbi Lazar, come back to Mishnehmer, zachar nekeva, the mitzvah tutva dragonis b'mneim. If we're makban and zachar nekeva, we're going to be makban and tutva dragonis, we'll be excluded. Av, ba'if, ha'ilvali nemer by zachar nekeva, this is ba'if, we don't say zachar nekeva, yet the mitzvah tutva dragonis b'mneim, therefore we're not going to exclude zachar nekeva either, and therefore, zachar nekeva will not be a problem, tutva dragonis will not be a problem by a bird. But what do you see? What do you see? Legabe animals, we see that zachar nekeva would be a problem, right? We see that animals would be a problem. But what do you mean? If Rabbi Lazar holds a tumtum and a dragon instead of a zachar, then treat like a zachar. Let be poured as a carbon as a zachar. We see clearly that when it comes to animals, we don't treat like a zachar. Must be a dragon. It's not this. Legabe everything is a zachar. Legabe this din of mishka zachar calls it a zachar, but it's not foolproof. Din zachar legabe everything. Okay, opposed to everybody's dots. We'll pick up the last gemara in the parak and start the new parak. Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.